Welcome to Raising Healthy Humans, a podcast created for busy moms, where you can easily find information on health and wellness for your family. Enjoy experts who share tips on how to raise children through each phase of life, gather current information on nutrition and wellness, and listen to Courtney, a health coach, movement specialist, and founder of FormFit, an active and supportive community where she helps busy moms move more. On Raising Healthy Humans podcast, Courtney shares her personal life experiences, training, knowledge, and conversations with other health and wellness experts so you can raise healthy humans.
Are you struggling to stay consistent with your self-care routines? If so, then you need to listen to this episode. Today, I'm speaking with Tu Hien, and she is the founder of the Mamaverse. The Mamaverse is a community, but also an app that you can download, and this will help provide you this self-care journey. There are different wellness activities that you can do with journaling and meditations. There's movement exercises, and then I also have some posture videos in there as well for you. But this is a great place for moms to be able to connect with other moms and receive rewards along the way and help just hold yourself or create a team to hold each other accountable on this journey of motherhood. So definitely take a moment and listen in.
It's now time for our Apple Podcast listener review. Dreamer and doer, I'm so glad that I discovered this gem of a podcast. Courtney is easy to listen to and does a great job of drawing actionable insights from her guests. Thank you so much for the review. Keep them coming by hopping over to Apple Podcasts to leave your review.
Thank you for joining me, Tu Hien. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So I need to know, you have the Mamaverse, and I want to know what made you want to start the Mamaverse?
Yes. So back in 2015, after I had my daughter, my husband and I created a unique product to help breastfeeding women. It's called the Bogen Breast Pump Cushion. And that's when we started this company to help women through their breastfeeding journey. And through the process, so I'm like 7 years into building and scaling the company, I've talked to thousands of moms, and I discovered that women oftentimes need a lot more than just physical support, but physical, mental, emotional, spiritual support, and beyond, like the breastfeeding phase, beyond the first year of motherhood. Like, actually, a lot of people and women need that support, like through basically getting their kids into college, you know, maybe even beyond that. And there's just a lot of emotional things that go with it. And so I kind of thought, like, you know, I'm serving my current existing customers through about the first year of motherhood, but what can I do for these moms, like after they're done breastfeeding, because they still need the support, they still need a community. And that's what inspired me to build the Mamaverse, where it's focused in self-care and wellness for moms, letting women focus in not only like their physical wellness, but also emotional and mental and spiritual, all aspects of wellness, because I feel like moms and women are like the core of the family unit. If moms are not feeling good, then, you know, their partners are not going to feel very good. And then their kids might accidentally get like the brunt of, you know, stress and frustration by accident. And, you know, I'm not perfect. Like, there are times where I accidentally, you know, snap at my daughter for something that wasn't really her fault. It's just me being stressed out and like needing an outlet. And so I thought, like, if I could create a space for women to allow themselves to take time for themselves, take care of themselves, and not just physically, but, you know, in all aspects of wellness, like, I feel like this could be a very positive impact on just like family units in everybody's lives, so that the women can show up their best for themselves and for their families and for their jobs and wherever they go.
Okay. And can you explain the Mamaverse? Because it's definitely an experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the Mamaverse is a community. So what we have done is created an app experience. So in the app, you can choose different wellness activities, whether it's in physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. You can do things like journaling for mental health, being more like present, and or something simple like hydration. And what sets the Mamaverse apart from other communities is that it's a rewarding type of experience. So you actually do these and you earn points through doing these different activities. So moms are incentivized to continue to come back to the Mamaverse to do things like reading and meditating, or even, you know, movement, walking, and completing these different activities, earning points, and then using those points to get rewards and earn different prizes. So something fun is that you could go through the Mamaverse as by yourself, as like kind of like a quote single player, but it's more fun when you go, when you like are in a group and in a community. So you can join different teams and do these different activities and earn points together and unlock team rewards. And this kind of helps hold you accountable to your other team members. It's like, you know, we've all done like our daily walking today to earn points and you're the only one left. Like, let's go. And not only, you know, it's not really supposed to be competitive, but it can be, but it's really for your own, you know, benefit, your health and benefit.
Okay. So I did not realize there was a team aspect to this. I have questions.
Yes. Yes.
So, okay. So if I go in there, because I've looked around, I've played around in there. And you've got, like you mentioned, you've got like some journaling, more self-care, and then you have some wellness and you have some mindfulness, and there's different little tracks that you would choose from, right? So you go in if this is what you want to do. And I like how in like the self-care one, there's even journal prompts where you're then typing in your answers and then you receive some sort of points.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are these prizes? Are they virtual prizes or are they like actual?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's awesome. That's an awesome question. So right now we are building, we're starting with different like digital rewards. So certain prize, we've teamed up with like an energy healer, you know, and she can do like a 15-minute energy healing for you as a prize. And we're just partnering with different wellness experts and figuring out as we learn from our users what they value, we can start to build in those prizes. So it's kind of fluid right now because we're still building and continuously building and you know, getting feedback and getting better. But right now it's mostly focused on digital rewards where it's like you can earn like a session with like a mental health coach on if wanting to work on a different aspect of mental health or, you know, spiritual, you want to like a Reiki healing, you know, literally it could be anything like that. So yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then when we think about the team aspect, so if I were to say have a team that I wanted to walk daily, is that something where someone could go in and create their own, or they then run through you to create?
Right. Yeah. So for creating teams, this could be you, it's self-created. So let's say, Courtney, you're like, hey, I want to create my own team of women to walk with, and not even just walk, but like we journal together, we hydrate together, and we meditate together. And anytime your team, and say you have like 10 women in your community, you name your team like Super Fit Moms or something. And you guys are all under this one team. You guys do all these daily activities. Some of these activities could be weekly, it could be monthly, could be daily. And you're doing this, you earn points. So collectively you earn points as a team. So the team itself can unlock a group reward. So we really built this experience to be very interactive and collaborative, because I understand that women, we just like to be in a community of people. Mm-hmm. We like to do things together. And then you could see how in Peloton, like people like to ride with other riders. Mm-hmm. People love it when they can see like their name up against everybody else. Like, how are they stacking up against everybody else? And they also love getting rewards for like, oh, I rode 7 days in a row, or I have like, I rode 1,000 miles. You get different rewards. So kind of using this model as like proving that women and people like this and incorporate it into the Mamaverse, but instead of riding a bike, it's like all forms of wellness.
Okay. Okay. And can you reach out and find other moms through this community? Like if you don't have a team, is there a mm-hmm. way to kind of connect with other people within the Mamaverse?
Yeah. So you could, you can actually message people on the Mamaverse directly, but let's say you have like your own team, like Superfit Moms team, there's actually like a group chat function where you can chat with everybody, say like, today we're going to, you know, do this activity today so we can unlock these points for unlock rewards. And then you can like call out everybody in the team, like, let's go, and like motivation. And yeah, so then you can communicate with just your team, or you can communicate with individual people as well.
Okay. And if we don't know anyone, I mean, mm-hmm. is this something where do you have like a community as well? You have a community within there, because you can see, like, I could see that you had done certain things on one yeah. day. So mm-hmm. you can see what other people are doing. And is there a chat feature within that where you can, or yours, whatever you say, just immediately pops down below everybody?
Yeah. Yeah. So it is very similar to like social media and Instagram, where you see somebody post a picture, you can comment, you can like. Same thing in the Mamaverse, you can comment and you can like. So the cool thing is, like, in the Mamaverse, we really want to encourage like positive, compassionate community collaboration. Those are like our core values. Mm-hmm. So anytime somebody does like positive interactions, they still get rewarded. So you don't just get rewarded by like completing activity. You can get rewarded by like commenting on other people's activities okay. too. So it's really rewards built in all around. And if you help build the community by inviting people to join, you can also get rewards, or sorry, you can also get points. So okay. we really want to encourage the community to be self-driven and to build itself. So really I see myself in building the Mamaverse is just connecting the mom audience with experts like yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm not an expert at the different wellness topics. I just happen to have an audience of moms based on building BoGen for the past 7 years and working with all these women. So I want to be able to connect the two together. So I see the Mamaverse as just being the platform that connects what moms need with people and experts that have an expertise that can help the moms.
Yeah. And I really like that, because then there's one place for them to go for, instead of them having to go, I'm going to go find someone who does nutrition, and then I've got mm-hmm. to go find someone who offers some sort of meditation or calming, you know, because I'm dealing with all this stress. And then mm-hmm. I also have to look for a fitness person. You have it all built in within the Mamaverse. Everything's yeah. there for them. You've collected the experts, and then they go through, and most of them are 5-day, I would say, or are there longer ones?
They vary. They're okay. vary. There's some 5 days, there's some where it's just instantaneously, like there's a being present that can be done at any time.
Okay. Yeah. And can you go through them again? Like if I go through mm-hmm. that journal prompt, can I use that same journal prompt again the following day, or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Based on the different activities will be based on how many times you can get like credit for doing it. For example, the hydration challenge is very simple, but it's usually a daily thing. Okay. But being present, just being like taking a few deep breaths and being present, that could be done at any time. You could literally do that 10 times in a day if you wanted to. Okay. And but there's longer challenges with like a longer challenge could be decluttering. Maybe you get credit for that like once a week, because it's really hard to declutter multiple places like 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. So it varies. It really varies. And I, one of the one of like the benefits I believe of being in the Momverse is that somebody, a mom, could join looking for, you know, help in, like we were talked about, like mom posture, right? But then realize like, oh, I also would love to talk to like a relationship coach, you know, to help me like figure out how to communicate better, not only with my partner, with my kids. And also I would love to learn how to meditate too. So maybe they came in for learning how to do mom posture and having like better physical wellness, but then they also discover different aspects of wellness that they maybe didn't know about, maybe were also looking for, but didn't know was in the Momverse, or, you know, just help them kind of like open up their mind to different possibilities. So that's why, that's kind of what I explained to the different wellness experts, like, yeah, people might be coming, look for one expert and then find out they also need you.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I think if you're doing wellness right, you will find that you do need more than just one, because it is,
it's like so wide.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't, if you're exercising, but you have problems with stress, you can exercise yourself crazy, but that stress is going to keep weight on you. So, you know, they'll learn that through what they're learning within the Momverse and be able to then go to the various people that will be able to help them.
So. And I find that, actually think the Momverse is like a reflection of my own self-care journey. Cause I've been, as I'm talking to all these different experts, I'm learning too. It's like, oh wow. Stress, like in your example, stress can really impact everything, can impact me trying to lose weight or sleep better or, you know, meditating or feeling, you know, whatever it might be, or feeling tired. And we can, so that in the Momverse, we cover these different aspects, but then it's like all connected because it's all holistic. We're looking at the entire body, the mind, body, spirit, and that they're all connected, so that you have the opportunity to discover and work on all those aspects too.
Yeah. What are you looking for with the future of the Momverse? Is there something specific? Like, where do you want this to go? Is it going to be broader than health and wellness, or you really just want it focused on that? And what are you hoping to see from it?
Yeah, such a good question. So I would love for the Momverse to be just a big community that all moms can join, so that to feel better, because I really just want to make the world better. I feel like if we can start with the moms, they're the core of the family, then they can, you know, pass on along, like being more mindful, being more compassionate with people. And then, so when their kids, you know, go to school, or like, you know, when they go into the workforce or go to the coffee shop, that they're just showing more compassion and kindness, because they have compassion and kindness for themselves, so that they can show it to others as well. So it seems like a very large, like, you know, vision, but that's, I just truly what I'm trying to aim for, just to make moms feel good, to make the world a better place. But I also believe that this model, this business model, could be used in any type of community. It could be used for like college kids. It could be used for dads. It could be used for people like office workers, this whole, you know, incentivized way of like collaborating in actions for positive behavior and like community, like working together. I feel like right now it's with moms because it's like where my audience is, it's what I have experience in, but I feel like this model could really be used in any community.
Right. Right. Well, and I think you touched on this as well with moms. Moms are the center of, you know, if the mom's not there to create certain habits for the children, then, you know, the children may struggle later. So we're kind of I don't want to say the backbone, but to the family. I mean, I feel like we kind of are, you know, we're the one putting the food in front of the children, teaching the healthy habits, that type of thing for them as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And women tend to take on most of like the mental, emotional load of family. And I don't know if that's just naturally, that just happens. And women also tend to be like the, you know, predominant caretaker of the family and children too. So that's a lot of like responsibility on a person who used to be like, you know, we used to just, hey, I want to go get coffee, just jump in a car and go get coffee. Can't do that anymore, right? You have to be a lot more planned and intentional. So it's not easy to like transition into that. So, and I understand that. So if I'm like, you know, feeling like it's tough and struggling, I feel like a lot of women can relate to that too. So if we can help together, like as a community, help, like I might be really good at one thing and you're really good at another, we can help each other out to make both of our lives better. Mm-hmm. Can imagine if there was like, you know, 100,000 people doing that and they're all supporting one another.
Right.
So different from a Facebook community, because I feel like Facebook, it can get sensitive with like some mom shaming or just very aggressive behavior. And when I think about it, it might be because that mom is going through something at home, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. she's not getting the support she needs, or maybe she's stressed out and that's how she's channeling it. So instead of allowing that to, and unfortunately, like in Facebook, the comment with like a lot of comments, even if it's hateful comments, gets to the top, and yeah. that's the one that gets all the interaction. So in the momiverse, I want to create a space where we promote compassion and we promote like more positive, encouraging behaviors than like, you know, negative behaviors. And also, in those like Facebook groups where they might have like sensitive or negative talk happening, and it like alienates a lot of people too. Mm-hmm. So I want to kind of stay away from that and just really promote positivity and encouragement for moms.
Excellent. Yeah. Where can we find you?
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram at the Momaverse, and we will be publishing all of our, like notifications of when we're officially launching. We have a new YouTube channel, also the Momaverse. Everything you want to find us, we're at the Momaverse on social media. So okay. definitely.
And then you can us. Can you find the app in the App Store yet, or you're still in the launching phase?
We're still in the launching phase, okay. but we'll definitely announce that all on social media. So if you want to stay connected with us, social media is the place where you will get all that info.
Okay. Do you know when you might be launching?
We're aiming for the summertime for okay. sure. Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. And then is there anything you want to leave the listeners with in regards to raising healthy humans, or just, you know, for themselves as well?
Yeah. You know, if I could leave one piece of advice, is to be compassionate to yourself and not so hard on yourself. I know that just motherhood is tough, or just not even, but you know, people tend to be tough on themselves, and just being compassionate with yourself on your own journey, wherever you are, and you're raising children, you're doing the best that you can. You're exactly what your kids need from you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to our podcast. I hope that you found this information valuable, and I hope that you were able to immediately use some of the information that was provided. Make sure to go check out our show notes for all of the links that we discussed today. As a mom, I understand that at times you can feel alone and are looking for that sense of community. Here at FormFit, I am bringing moms together in a healthy and supportive community. I would love for you to come join us over in our free Facebook community that is FormFit Community. Join us over there where we can get to know you more, or feel free to try out our membership free for 7 days. It provides you with workouts, recipe guides, information on healthy hormones, healthy habits, posture information, accountability calls, and in-person and Zoom events. Plus, you can receive one-on-one training from me for 50% off. Find out all the information by going to formfitonline.com so that you can learn more. Now, go out and enjoy your day while practicing small, healthy choices that will make lasting changes.